Speaking.
Yeah, hey, it's Attorney Brett Holkowski again. How you doing?
Is your mother okay?
Yeah. She was telling me when I go to visit, we're going to go to a Czech restaurant once we get out of the airport, you know, whatever. No big deal, but thank you for inquiring.
Well, it's not that I hate you. It's just that I despise you for working with evil critter. I mean, I've never met. I mean, he's more evil than William Fink here. William Fink is a murderous stew pig who went ahead and murdered a Puerto Rican sneak thief. And then, you know, what was even less forgivable, and that's why I keep on trying to tell these people about people like you getting this movement, that, hey, they have a past, and the past isn't good. In the case of Bale Fink, you know, it wasn't even so much murdering the Puerto Rican sneak thief, but he went ahead and induced some other pig to go ahead and help him. And then he went ahead and snitched out on that stupid pig named Doomers, ruined his trial, testified against him, got a plea bargain, and then ruined Doomers' appeal, you know, in the Northern District of New Jersey. I mean, you know, and, you know, these are the people that you are putting into the League of the South and all these other movements here. I mean, that's why I advocate, I call 10,000 warlords, Zog's going to go ahead and be destroyed, it's going to fall apart. Anyway, so why, you know, rather than form these stupid groups here, which are going to get infiltrated, everybody does their own damn thing. But as far as finding out about Brian Real, some guy named Buck McHugh, and he has a 3 minute 16 second or so audio, you know, where you have old Brian Real, you know, delusional as hell, talk about how he's going to go ahead and gun down. He's going to go ahead and gun it out with the police here. Sort of like his Stormfront thing here. And I've
ain't never heard about that. But
well, it was in his freaking Brian Real knows exactly what I mean. Buck McHugh thought it was funny, and then back then Buck McHugh, I found out it wasn't until April 13th or April 15th of 2013. It was the same day that this, it was a week or so after the, pressure cooker bombs by these, Chechen, this was 2013. And John Britton and Buck McHugh had immediately stopped talking to me, you know, because I was talking about finally suing Brian Real, you know what I mean, for taking down my web pages in federal court and violating the DMCA. That's what he did. He goes ahead and he harasses people. He's just nuts about every single time his name is mentioned, and it's always mentioned badly. In the case of working at the North, by the way, I got to see it from a distance. I went waiting in Lake Erie the afternoon of the 6th here after they said.
Well, that's very nice.
Anyway, I've seen the big old power plants. I've seen, you know. I mean, I'd seen I used to be a truck driver, and occasionally I'd, you know, see it off in the distance.
I used
my way
to be a truck driver, too.
Yeah. Okay, so in any case.
I still got my CDL.
Well, I had until I got sent to Nut House, and then, you know, I mean, I get an inheritance of about, that brings me about, you know, $12,000 a year is what I get. You know what I mean? And that's what Brian Real was after.
Oh,
I mean, huh?
I drive with somebody to help my buddies out Holland Green.
Say again?
I mean, you know, I don't like to make any money. I just help them out because I can.
Okay. Anyway, what happens is that, you know, I said, why the hell, and he says, well, why the hell you stop talking to me? Because you want me to sue Brian Real. I don't want to do it here. I says, you want me to sue Brian Real. And he screamed at me, you promised to sue Brian Real, but you didn't. And I said, well, why the hell don't you sue Brian Real? Why are you jumping me if, you know, because I don't sue Brian Real? It turned out is that he blames Brian Real and a Jew partner of him for getting him kicked off as a stockbroker at the A.G. Edwards Company. And he blames, you know, Brian Real for costing him $2.5 million. And I said, well, $2.5 million, you know, what he did to me is he cost me about maybe $2,000 here, taking my damn web pages down. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not sure how you could quantify that. But since he took down about, he went ahead, not only went against me, went against Nimbusters, You mess with Nimbusters just like you're messing with the 4chaners. They'll go ahead and, I really wouldn't have found you. So anyway, I found out because of Think Stupidity, and I had one or two little moles in Think's operation here who were concerned about him. But I didn't find out about him, and then he went on rampage, took down all that. But what happens is Buck McHugh, I went ahead and says, how dare you? You use me as a cast pod. Now, if you'd have been honest and given me his name, if you'd have given me his name and given me his, where he lived, in Mentor, if you give me his name, I mean, I'd type in, and Brian Real has a big history. Essentially, this shit could have been just stopped, This shit could have been stopped about 6-7 months ago, but you used, or a couple of years ago, you used me as a cast pod to get back at Brian Real is what you did. And then he said, well, you're a pussy because you didn't sue Brian Real sooner. I said, well, no, you're the pussy. I mean, I only lost a couple web pages. You lost your stockbroker's license and the rest of that. And I said, get John Britton on. And essentially, John Britton refused to go ahead. Now, I've been real close to John Britton here. Well, a couple months later, I found out more than likely he is he's a mongrel himself, because he... Well, see, he used to yap about how he was related to Charlemagne, and then later on he went ahead and said he was related
to you, my heritage, and you can check it out and you can follow up on it. My grandparents came here in the early 1900s, or my great grandparents. Well, two of my grandparents came here, and two of my other great the sets of great grandparents came here. And they came from Europe.
Well, the Czechs, see, it pretty well. Minnesota was all filled. I have the Samuelson bunch. I mean, he was born Carl Svensson. This is another thing that what Brian Real does is he had a homosexual crush on John Britton. When he went ahead and threatened to rape John Britton's.
I have no idea about that. Never heard about that.
When he went ahead and threatened to rape John Britton's wife and daughters, I said, I wouldn't worry about your wife and daughter's pussy here. I don't think he wants her mangina here. I don't think he even wants her ass pussy here. I'd go ahead and sit down. And John Britton had put out that he was blonde, blue-eyed. Well, I found out later. He had the notion.
A lot of blue eyes, like German people or Scandinavian people, but a lot of us Central Europeans are blonde with, animal eyes or brown or green.
What happens? I had one ancestor which came from Prussia, and they didn't much care for the Poles. But the joke was that the Asia began. Just like the Italians say is that Africa begins a kilometer south of Rome, the Germans say is that Asia begins on the east bank of the Oder. Of course, the joke was on them because they were 8 miles inside they were in Poznan province here. But, they were different. You Slavic people are actually related not to Shem, but you're related to Shem's older brother Japheth.
You're going back to the Noah story.
Well, to me, it's real history.
Well, no, I'm cool with you. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I taught Catholic catechism for years.
Okay.
I'm cool. I take the Bible literally.
Okay. Well. Well, the good thing is that at least with these Catholics...
I think it means business. What it says is what it is.
Okay. Well, dual seed line Christian identity doesn't believe in young earth creation. It doesn't really matter because the reason the Catholic Bibles are more accurate than the Protestant Bibles is the Protestant Bibles... They use the Masoretic text, which has been messed with by Jews... You Catholics take the Old Testament directly from from Latin, from the Greek Septuagint. So
Aramaic can translate into English now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, any case, I don't know where I got that, but anyway, I found out that John Britton, more than likely, far from being that, his grandfather was not royalty. His father was a Pentecostal preacher. from northeast Oklahoma, about 40 miles, you know, east of me, you know, in Ottawa County is what I hear. So more than likely,
so
he's more, he, huh?
I live in Ottawa County.
Oh, in Ohio?
Ottawa County, Ohio. Yes, indeed.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm talking about Ottawa County, Ohio. Or, sorry, yep. Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, kind of a coincidence, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but Ottawa County doesn't have any Ottawas, you know, Ottawas in. You know, essentially, it doesn't,
nope,
you know, Oklahoma,
none,
Oklahoma doesn't
yeah,
have,
yeah.
Oklahoma doesn't have very many Iowas. You know, essentially, has a lot of Eastern Shawnee here. I told later on. Anyway, you know, I found out John Britton more than likely wasn't white. And what Brian Rea would do is, if he thought that somebody was white.
Sounds like an English guy's name.
Huh? John Britton? Oh, it's very common
like English.
English
guy's name.
Well, Britain is, well, as in Great Britain, you know what I mean? It's essentially, it's a common name, but he has under delusion. He was related through Jonathan to King Saul, through Charlemagne, and all this sort of thing. He was royalty. And Brian Rea deliberately interfered in his lawsuit. He went ahead and cut a deal with Buck McHugh and John Britton, and he broke that deal, and then he was, you know, this big old LexisNexis file, which is actually quasi-public, was...
My family's just peasant farm folk in the old country.
Yeah, well, that's pretty well what, you know, half of my family comes from southwest Sweden. You know, another comes from Prussia.
I do have to mention, you know, being one quarter Hungarian, that the Huns come from Central Asia originally, but
the Huns are essentially used to be called Magyars.
Yeah, actually, that's what it still is in Czech. If you want to speak Czech, a Hun is still a Magyar.
Okay, what happens? The Magyars, the Magyars were a Asiatic people who mixed in with the Slavs. And they were related to the, they were the horsemen to the Khazars. You know who the Khazars are, don't you? They're the Ashkenazi Jews.
Around
910, Stanislaus defeated the Khazar Empire. And thus that set the Magyars free, and they wandered into the Danube Plain, and that's where they went. So essentially, you know, a Hun, they're somewhat related to the Khazars, but they're not quite related to the Khazars. The Khazars are related to they came from the Hittites, and you have two seed lines, one evil, and I think old Nigger Lips, I think Brian Rea is part Jew. I mean, I've never seen a more... This is the most vicious...
Like I said, my understanding of the Hunnish people, they came to invade Europe back in Roman times, and...
This was a different one. The Magyars were slightly different. The Huns were also Asiatics,
I'm not super proud of it, but it is
well,
what it
they, is. Well, they used to live... They used to live, you know, north of China in Mongolia as well, and they came in 376 and essentially destroyed the Ostrogoths in 374 and later. Let's get to the matter at hand. Anyway, found out that that more than likely John Britton wasn't white. And then in late 2014,
aside from my Hunnish one quarter, I'm as fucking white as the day is long.
Well, pretty well, you know, our thing. The reason Brian Rea could never get in Christian identity. I mean, that's easy illusion. I mean, I met him in August, and the goofy bastard's still delusional. He's still saying he's going to go ahead and prove I'm a convicted child molester. You know what I mean? Still a stupid shit. He used to go ahead and print out the convicted one. He reprinted Eli James shit, and then he decided to sue me, so he took it down. And he doesn't realize, you know. I mean, his stupid lawsuit is essentially me publishing, you know, public information. You know, and that's what he keeps on bitching about. You know what I mean? That's what he keeps bitching about. You know, the latest thing is he's trying to bring in shit from 2016 that I found out then. Like, essentially, no, I'm going to go ahead and graft it onto this case from 2015. No, you're not. What he does, he goes ahead and he asks for permission to do something. He doesn't get it. And then he goes ahead and does it anyway. And his lawsuits have been just simply his notions of whatever the fuck he thinks the law ought to be. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And he goes ahead and, you know, I sort of apologize in a nice straight roll, but, I mean, I was up there, I was shocked that, you know, you people think you won the Civil War or something like that here, and you still want it here. You know, where I come from, I mean, shit, people didn't talk too much about it because if you run your mouth around here during those years, you could be killed real quickly, you know what I mean? But, anyway, you know, that's what gets me is that, you know, how the hell does this fucked up mongrel have jurisdiction? Now, he sued me, Roxy, my church, in the Mentor Municipal Court. And the Mentor Municipal Court says, well, we don't want anything to do with it. We know what Mr. Rio's like. You know, if we let him, he'd go ahead and file a number of more lawsuits against you. I says, well, I know how you can stop it. Just go ahead and, he says you have jurisdiction over him. Just go ahead and sock him a $15,000 fee and that'll end that shit. You know what I mean? And that's what Ohio court should have done. First time he tried this stupid shit, he lost, he'd have to pay. You know what I mean? And that's the only reason is that, you know, okay, you know, you want to go ahead and sue me, go ahead and sue me, but, you know, hey, I'm not gonna listen to your shit. I'm not gonna take it seriously. You know what I mean? And what I do is, Goofy Bastard, when he started this shit, I only had about 35 posts of his name on my forums. And pretty well most of it was all hidden away. And half of those posts didn't have anything in it other than just shit I was waiting to go ahead and take from email and put onto there. You know what I mean? Now he has what? Now he has, you know, every time he files this stupid shit, I go ahead and just file more Brian Rio shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, Mr. Lindstedt, I apologize, but I've got various people calling me and some other things to do. So we might have to part ways.
In any case, I
hope you're cool with me. I understand if you're not, but whatever.
Well, no, I'm not good with you. You helped enable this little evil mongrel. I mean, shoot.
I'm just. You know, I'm a lawyer. I represent people. You know, it's
fine. In short, there really ought to be any of these damn lawyers. I don't think anybody should have a special ability to use the government against somebody else here. I mean, I think that essentially there really oughtn't to be any of you damn lawyers at all. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to go ahead and help out Brian Rio for whatever reason, I mean, I really do think that goofy bastard's going to go ahead and gun down is going, you know, because he's too much of a chicken shit like he promised to go ahead and gun it out with the pigs. I think he's going to go ahead and gun it out. He's just going, you know, I think he's the next fucking school shooter is what I think he is. Every time I hear this stupid shit, the critter.
I have no idea about that.
You'll be running big time from that bastard.
Jingle and say you go out of it. I mean,
well, you're not out of it because shoot, that's the thing about it is that hey, anybody who aids that, you know, that's what I told people. I mean, when I went ahead and showed his real name and face here, everybody who really was white and really into Christian identity says, why the hell? I knew when they had this. I knew when they had that faggot mongrel. I knew damn well that Eli James and Bill Fink were Jews because, hey, nobody but a Jew would bring this critter in there. You have to be white. Now, if you went ahead and said, well, I'm one quarter, you know, Magyar, I mean, essentially, you know, what? You know, get away from us. You're not white. You're not white according to our view. Essentially, you're part Jew mongrel. We don't want anything to do with you. Get the hell away from us.
I would suggest that people that are Magyars have nothing to do with the Jews. But
well, they did. They were, you know, they did have something to do with it. But essentially, these are, you know, they were. They were a subservient class underneath the Khazars who were related to the Hittites. The Hittites were the seventh or eighth son of Canaan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Well, but I mean,
so in our book,
it was the guy
in Dual Seed Line, if you are any part Jew, you are part Satan. Satan is the literal father of the Jews and Cain. So
I don't claim to be any part Satan or Jewish either.
Well, okay, but in any case, this is the creatures that Brian Rear is trying to infiltrate with another Jew murdered a Puerto Rican. I mean, you know, shoot, once I found out Brian Real's name, I found out what Brian Real looked like, pretty well the gig was up.
Did you kill the Puerto Rican?
Huh? Yeah, Fink was a murder Jew pig. Shoot, I don't know.
Where's the problem with that?
Where's the problem with that? Don't really matter. It does matter when he's trying to pretend to be a Christian identity pastor.
That's
the problem. I mean... You know, he got away with it in New Jersey. Most people, but the nigger and Puerto Rican community had a shit fit about it.
I gotta get going.
We'll get going.
Yeah.
You call me.
Maybe we
can go ahead and talk. But essentially, what I want, if before we get good here, you need to go ahead and think out, old nigger lips, about this bogus shit that you've been going into here, and that, you know. The very first thing before you can have forgiveness is you have to have repentance. And repentance means you have to admit your sin to others and you have to make good on your sin and what you've done wrong. And what you've done wrong is that you've essentially defended about the most evil, satanic, homosexual mongrel I've ever seen. This character's really fucked up. And he's, he's using the court. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, Yahweh owes Sodom an apology as long as Mentor and Painesville are still alive on the earth here. You know what I mean? I pretty well point out is that, you know, as part of the punishment for their abuse of legal process, they ought to go ahead and put that little nigger-lip faggot in the goddamn control room of the North Perry nuclear power plant and make it go all fucking Chernobyl. And that shit of abuse of legal process would cease real quick. You know what I mean? Really, this shit has been going on for over 8 fucking years. You know what I mean? And you're part of fucking around with me here. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm pretty well pissed off at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
you understand that?
Well, I hope you can understand that attorneys get employed to do things.
Well, then essentially, attorneys should be just simply nothing more than a criminal. Everybody's an attorney ought to go to prison.
It's like the cops. They get employed to fucking hassle people. Then they do it. You know what I mean?
You're just simply a mercenary who got paid, you know, even though you're part of this, you know what? You know, that's what gets me here. That's why I tell people don't form these freaking organizations just to get in trouble. Because, you know, you'll have, what, marketplace, you know. How the hell did you get involved in the marketplace, foundation for the marketplace of ideas? Or as I call it, the Zogbot Poverty Floss Center. How the hell did you get involved in that shit?
My buddy Kyle.
Yeah. I think Kyle is a big faggot here, you know what I mean? He's a little pencil-necked little faggot here. He's going to ask him out the little nigger lip.
I don't think he's a faggot.
Huh?
But I don't think he's a faggot, but there's no way I could confirm that one way or the other.
No, you don't strike me as a faggot. You strike me as a Polak. I told you that. You know what I mean? Now I know you're a Magyar, so that's a little bit lower in my book. But
when half of my genetics come from Moravia.
Moravia?
Another
Moravia?
Czech, yeah.
Okay.
Well, in our language, it's Moravia, but yeah.
Well, that might be fine.
The Czech Republic.
My problem isn't that you're a Czech here. Like I said before, I don't go to the damn Cleveland area web pages and look up Polak sounding lawyers to hassle them here any more than I do nigger faggots here in Cleveland.
Dude, you should go to Cleveland and hit a Czech festival.
When I was a kid, there was a whole town in eastern South Dakota called Tabor. And essentially that was just nothing but Czechs. You know what I mean? And they have their little, they used to have a brass band and all this sort of thing. And
yeah, we're cool.
Well, I don't have a problem. My problem with you is running around with a homosexual mongrel that's been harassing everybody in Christian Identity. You can't believe how many people were grateful to me once I identified that little shithead, and then once they knew exactly where the hell he lived, he sort of clammed up on the threatening people. You know what I mean? He used to threaten people all the time. You know what I mean? And then once people knew who he was, where he was, he just shut the fuck up. Well, he still threatened to rape. You know, I think John, the reason he stopped, I don't know if you knew about this, but he had another character who lived in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who was named Victor Switzer. That ain't his real name. And, you know, he was trying to homosexually.
I got no knowledge about that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you ought to go ahead and read some of the briefs I've sent. Because I know now, every single time old nigger lips goes ahead and files some of the stupid shit, I use that as an excuse to go ahead and bring up all the shit he does. As a result, he's number, you know, wherever you type in Brian Rio, he's number one on the Google listings. You know what I mean? You know, he's gonna have.
I'm cool with that. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But I mean, really, I really gotta get going.
All right, then get going. Get going. Send me an email if you want to talk again, and maybe we can work things out. But essentially, what I want is I want some real repentance from you. And essentially, real repentance is that you make good on essentially representing the little bastard. You know what I mean? I mean,
you want what? I apologize. The phone didn't.
What I want is some real repentance. I want some real repentance for representing, for the bullshit. Because I am out to go ahead and yank your law license. I'm out to yank Kyle Bristow's law license. And then there's these other people here who are peripherally involved. Brian Real has been quite useful because anybody who will associate. You know, claim to be a white supremacist who will associate with the critter is even darker. I mean, I think he did something about his unibrows. He plucked his unibrows, and he may have gone ahead and had liposuction on them nigger lips of his, but that character is even darker than, the previous pictures I've seen of him. You know what I mean? He's more like he's not really brown skin. He's more like grayish. He's more like grayish blackish skin. You know what I mean? He's not. Well, I see him.
You're not. I'm 100% European, so.
Well, but the thing about it is what the hell are you doing with that crazed mongrel? What are you doing? What the hell are you doing with that crazed mongrel, and part of a so-called white supremacist, part of a white supremacist lawfare group? What the hell are you doing, these clowns here? You know what I mean? Unless you're one of them. You know what I mean? That's why, I have never called up, he's called me up a couple times here, but, I mean, the critter just can't, stay away from pretending to be a white supremacist. You know what I mean? And
just a regular farm boy that has a lawyer.
A law license who's helping a crazed homosexual mongrel trying to go ahead and get my inheritance and bothering a 62-year-old illiterate woman who's never done a damn thing to anybody else in her life. You know what I mean? That's what you're doing. You know what I mean? You're aiding this critter. You're aiding this critter and it's persecution of me and Roxy. You know what I mean? Do you think, has Roxy ever done anything to you?
Obviously not.
I mean, shoot. Even if she wanted to do something, she gets on the computer. She gets on the computer to look at
people. Do criminal defense. It doesn't mean that the people I represent in criminal defense aren't innocent. It doesn't mean that they're good people.
Fine. I mean, I would. Let me just tell you, I'd run things totally different here. It doesn't matter whether you're a good person or not. If you do bad shit here, essentially we get wind of it, you will go ahead and you will confess, and that'll be the end of that shit. I mean, I don't have any use for the system. None at all. I have no use for the system at all. The sooner it destroys itself, the better. You know what I mean? Do you have any doubt that, I'm any different than the person that I represent myself to be on my web pages? Do you have any doubt about that?
I really looked it up. I said, I'm just rolling along, I don't didn't look up your webpage. I ain't that, I ain't got no problem with you,
Okay, but the problem I have with you is that you, for whatever reason, money or ideology or whatever, I mean, this Brian Reynolds Buster, I've never met a more, not even William Fink, I've never met a more evil, twisted, messed up critter than this. And I have been in the bowel movement since Waco, and I've met a lot of messed up people. A lot of messed up people. You know what I mean? But Brian Reynolds is the most evil, vicious criminal. I don't know what, how the hell, you know, have you ever met him in person?
Indeed, I have twice.
Okay, twice. Anyway, we'll go ahead and get into this.
Once or twice. It might have only been the one time. I can't remember.
Where was it at? Kyle Bristow's office?
Pardon me?
Kyle Bristow's office?
No, I'd represent him on another matter, but not concerning you.
Who, Brian Reel?
Yeah.
Well, you represent him more than once here. You were in,
yep.
you represent him quite a few times.
Oh, it was one of those call things. You know what, I gotta tell you, I'm all about, you know, stopping people from calling your phone for the hell of it when you don't want people pestering you.
I don't much care for the bastards either here, but usually if they get a hold of me once...
Especially fucking calling you from India.
Well, yeah, what happens is that usually...
my name is Johnny. Yeah, bullshit.
No, I say you sound like a fucking Packy. Are you a fucking Packy? This is one of your fucking Packy scams, click.
My name is Johnny. It's like, you don't sound like a Johnny to me, buddy.
Well, I mean, you can tell, you know, it can be a dothead Packy, or it can be whatever.
Actually, you should do what my dad does. Ask him what time it is where they're at.
Oh, well, I don't really give a shit what time
it is. It's not exactly a racist question, so it's not rude necessarily, but
well,
it does suggest that they want to.
Well, if you call this phone here and you talk to me any length of time, you're gonna get your MBA of racism. That's for sure, right? I mean, would you say calling old nigger lips, that's not exactly a politically correct form of expression, now is it?
I have no problem with it personally.
Okay. Well, nigger lips does. He swine like a pussy in his last, you know, his next to last brief here. You know what I mean? Go ahead. This character is absolutely continuous. Absolutely continuous, so it can go skiing in Switzerland and buy another home in South America. You know what I mean? I mean, this character.
I'm probably more redneck than you are.
Huh?
I said I'm probably more redneck than you are.
I doubt it, but in any case, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't
really matter. If you want, you know, what happens is, why don't you give me...
I'm not talking about negative term. I'm just saying, you know, a good old boy.
That's what old Nigger Lips said. He said they call him Redneck Rio. No, I'd have called you Gray Meat Rio. You know what I mean? That's what he said,
Brian is not a redneck.
No, he's a mongrel. You know what I mean? That's something.
Well, I mean, no, he's not a good old boy. I mean, I'm not criticizing him. He might be an alright guy. I'm not commenting on that. But he's not a good old boy. You know what I mean?
No, he's not a good old boy. He's not, you know, I mean, he's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But you, every time I hear that effeminate mongrel's yap going here, I mean, shoot, the damn hair on the back of my neck stands up. I mean, shoot. He just freaks everybody out. You know what I mean? And then they find out his real name, his past history. You know, I don't know. I mean,
Your real name is what?
What happens, he pretend to be Sword Brethren or Teutonic Crusader or Eric Erringer or whatever here. He pretend to be a white man for the longest time. You know what I mean?
Oh, I did not realize that.
No, that's what freaked him out was when I, you know, I mean, Eli James knew his real name. William Fink knew his real name. Every, you know, what happens is that the people that he was threatening to shove a spear through some 86-year-old woman's head in a wheelchair, she came from Macedonia. So as a result, she spoke Greek. And everybody who actually knows Greek...
Yeah, Macedonia is still European.
Oh, they're a bunch of mongrels. But anyway, you know, any case here, I went down to Crete to fire a fire a missile here. I was in the Army, and I've been to Greece, and it's just simply nothing but brown-skinned people.
I've been to Greece.
Okay. Well, I've been to Greece, too. It's usually just a bunch of brown, you know, brown people here. You know what I mean?
Well, we're actually sailing around the Aegean Sea, but, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, they're just a bunch of Mongols, you know?
They were, they're definitely darker than me and my kinfolk.
Okay. In any case here. In any case. You know, I'm just... Brian Rio, he didn't tell people he was Brian Rio. Buckley Q wouldn't tell me he was Brian Rio. He went ahead and used me as a cat's paw. He told, I got on his ass here in April 2013. I said, you went ahead and had me fill an entire page onto, I used to call it my sock puppet book. I have a little book about which various alias I'm going to use, you know what I mean? You know, because I get banned a lot for telling.
Usually Marcus Aurelius.
Huh?
I'm usually Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius. Well, Marcus Aurelius said is that if it ain't true, don't say it, and don't be doing shit like you've been doing with old nigger lips. But in any case, anyway, you might have a real good opinion.
It's a good pseudonym, though.
Okay. In any case, here, this critter was terrorizing people. Was terrorizing people with bullshit. You know, when it was anonymous, it even said that it was going to go 850 miles with old Matt, Matt Ott here. I call him Matt Ott Zogbot. And since it was going to go 850 miles, it was going to go ahead and knock out all my teeth for saying it was a Mongol and a homosexual. You know what I mean? And he wouldn't, he was threatening me like crazy. You know what I mean? Well, I didn't give a shit. But what he was doing is that he was threatening old Greek Mongol women for making fun of William Fink's alleged Greek scholarship. You know what I mean? So
it doesn't sound exactly cool.
Well, it wasn't cool. It was cowardly. It was cowardly what he did. I mean, that's why. I really would love it if he'd go ahead and go down to the FBI office, something like that, and shoot, or Lake County, and shoot up some pigs. You know what I mean? I really would like that shit. You know what I mean? But the thing about it is, I don't think he's going to do that. You know, it doesn't really matter to me if he goes ahead and dumps out a bunch of.
Yeah, just want to do that. Really.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me if he goes ahead and guns down a whole bunch of baby Mongols at the Mentor Elementary School. You know, that's why I think he's more likely to do. You know, your client is fucked up. Your client, I've never seen a more fucked up, evil critter in my life than your client.
There's a correction, it's my former client.
All right, former client. I don't know why the hell you had anything to do with him here. That's why I think that all these people, part of the reason I've never threatened Brian Rio, I've told people not to go ahead and fuck with him. And the reason of it is, same damn reason, that I told people not to mess with Trader Glenn Miller. Well, number one reason I didn't mention is that I would be the number one spot as to who went ahead and got rid of that worthless bastard.
Exactly.
But the number reason is that, shoot, anybody who have anything to do with Trader Glenn Miller, like this Jew boy named Alex Linder over on VNN, essentially there's something wrong with them. They're Zogbots. And that's the same thing. Brian Real has been quite useful. Same damn time you were on the, marketplace for the Foundation of Ideas, old Nigger Lips was suing me and my church. I said, hey, here you have a board member of the Market for the Foundation of Ideas. This is case number 16CV00825. What the hell's a board member for the Marketplace of Ideas doing suing the Aryan Nations of Missouri? I mean, how the hell did that happen? You know what I mean?
To be honest, I didn't know they were doing that, so I...
No, they weren't doing that. They were just, Kyle Bristow, I think Brian Rio is Kyle Bristow's brain. I think they're both a bunch of faggots who are going to ask them out with each other. But in any case, that's what I think here. It's what I can prove.
Let me put it this way. Both of those guys are very smart.
Oh, they're smart. So Satan.
I just want to just put that out there.
Yeah, they're smart.
I'm average for the lawyer. Them guys are smart for the lawyer.
No, I realize you are. You are. You are not in the same league, intelligence-wise, as lawyer-wise, as Brian Reel.
I am. I'm just not as good as lawyering. I've got other specialities. That's another story.
Okay.
Not to mention...
Suing these...
Can grow soybeans, and them guys can't.
Okay. Well, that's nice. I mean, soybeans, I guess, are useful for feeding chinks. I don't know. I mean... I don't...
Well, then, you know, you cook them and then you made soybean meal and soybean oil to feed livestock. You know, that's what we do with them.
Okay. In Ohio.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you feed the livestock. I mean, you feed them corn and soybean meal.
Well, usually where I come from, we just fed them grass. South Dakota is not corn and soybean.
We don't have wide open spaces. Cattle and feedlots, and you feed them corn and soybean meal.
Well, you feed them that.
Meal is a good protein, and you know corn is the energy.
Yeah, you feed them that to finish them off in feedlots in
Kansas,
Nebraska, and Colorado. That's where they usually go. But in any case,
I gotta tell you, this has nothing to do with our business here. My little girl works at McDonald's because she has a job. But she'll come home and eat homegrown beef. Or she can get a free hamburger.
Oh, your girlfriend works at McDonald's?
No, my little girl, my daughter.
Okay. So how old are you?
I need a homegrown burger.
How old are you, you know, Klimkowski?
What was that?
How old are you now?
46. I'll put near 46. I'll be 46 in a couple of days.
Okay. Yeah. In case... It's not so much hatred of you, it's just that, I have a good deal. I mean, I sort of think Lake County, Ohio would be wiped off the face of the earth for essentially letting this critter run around. I mean, I had somebody from Kansas City call me up because I put his name up here. I'd put his name up as being sued by Brian Reel. And he went ahead and said Brian Reel was trying to go ahead and destroy my business. And he said he'd sell for $25,000. Then he'd sell for, it cost more to go up to Lake County. Brian Reel abuses the courts. And that's what that system does. What? Hold on. Anyway, this might be a time where I got to take care of Roxy. Why don't you send me another email? Why don't you send me another email, and we'll set up a talk, okay?
I will try to do that. Yes. Okay.
What I want is you to testify against Brian Reels. What I want.
Oh, pardon me. What was that?
I want you to testify against Brian Reel.
I can only say what is true. I mean, subpoenaed, I will testify honestly.
All right. I'm not supporting perjury from you like Brian Reel did, with you here. I mean, this stupid crap here. Do I seem particularly insane to you?
Pardon me? What was that?
Do I seem particularly insane to you?
Generally all right. I mean, I've been pissy too, so it's okay.
So insane, I'm pissy, but I'm not insane. Have we had, based upon our differences, have we had a relatively civil conversation?
I would say so, yes, indeed.
Okay. Have we had a relatively sane conversation?
You have not, threatened me, and I have you.
Well, no, I mean,
you, so,
like I said, I mean, I read your briefs, I knew that, I mean, I think Brian Reel was drafting up most of them. You know that, he does the same damn thing with this, other Mongol named Matt Chinbach. Both Bristol and Klimkowski, they file these stupid motions to strike all the freaking time. And the court rule, the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure says, we don't look kindly upon these motions to strike. And that's exactly what he did. He just filed motion after motion after motion with more stupid shit on it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, hey. The character's delusional.
The courts are not exactly a good place to... The court, being in court's not a good time in general. I understand that.
Well, what happens is that, shoot, you know, Roxy has a broken hip, and they're not going to go ahead and fix that thing. And so, as a result, she can't go 10 feet outside the house. She can't get off her bed without having at least 4 or 5 strong firemen pick her up here. You know what I mean? So, and she's never said a bad thing about Brian Rio or anybody in her life. You know what I mean? You know, she's never said, you know, I mean, I just have her on there because I need 3 directors here for my church. And that church I founded, which is being sued, it was founded in 2006 to keep this damn nigger psychiatrist up at the nut house from doping me up illegally. You know what I mean? It didn't work. I mean, shit, you know, here I am, there's 6 fucking lawsuits, me against the city of Granby, one form or another, and the crooked Josh Hawley went ahead, and he says the judges are above the law, and you can't sue them, and, so much for the First Amendment. I got 2 domestic protection orders, just like with nigger lips, essentially, you know, supposedly to keep me from going down to Granby City Hall and chewing their ass. And as a result, I go down there more often, you know, under the terms of that. I mean, shoot, it's just nothing but crookedness. And all these courts are just nothing but crookedness. And the sooner they're all swept away and all the damn lawyers and judges, the better everybody will be for that here. You know what I mean? You don't go ahead and dick around, you know. You don't go ahead and dick around with shit here. Unless it's really serious here. You know, shit like nigger lips just simply, oh, he called me a mongrel. He called me a faggot. You know what I mean? He is a mongrel. And I'm pretty sure he's a faggot because, hey, you know, I mean, you know, how many, you know, if someone's saying shit about you on a homosexual website, how the fuck would you know about it? You know what I mean? You're not a homo yourself.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Well, fuck, I didn't know about that. But another Jew faggot here was, working with Brian Rio, take down a web page that we both got taken, you know. Essentially, you know, the other Jew faggot went ahead and snitched Brian Rio out to me, and that's how I found out about it, you know what I mean? But this critter's vicious. This, you know, I mean, you know, you better run away from him more here because, I don't know, he seems to be losing it even more here. And, you know, if anybody knows some crazed shooters pretending to be white supremacists, here it's me. And let me tell you, I think that goofy bastard's about to blow. You know what I mean? But we'll go ahead. You go ahead and send me an email. We'll talk about this some other time. Okay? I got to take Roxy off the bedpan.
I will buy words with you and have a good evening.
All right. Tomorrow I'm going to be filing another stupid motion. You know, mailing out a stupid motion. So don't call me. So if we do, you decide to
like
call
me. I'm not a party to the court, to that trial anymore. So
well, you are a party still because supposedly the judge says I can seek sanctions against you for that stupid thing about don't let Lipstead testify on his own behalf because he's crazy.
Oh.
Shit, you went ahead and signed your name to that.
I guess I was at that point.
Yeah, you was. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. If I'm so fucking crazy.
What you gotta do, that's cool, whatever.
Well, if I'm so fucking crazy, you know, the shit he did is I said, you know, William Fink is a Jew boy, Talmudic scrawler here. I got quite a bit of YouTube videos, and let me just tell you here, it ain't the damn Jews, you know, well, it is sort of the Jews in case of Brian Rio. It ain't been the Jews who've been taking down my web pages. It's old nigger lips and a bunch, you know, another so-called white scrubs.
Take down nobody's web pages.
Huh?
I kind of lay low. I don't take down nobody's web pages.
I know you don't. There's no money in it for you. There's no profit in it for you.
I got no interest in it. You know what I mean?
I don't either. I mean, shoot, if somebody goes ahead and says something bad about me, if it's not true, I'll go ahead and save it. You know, in the case of Brian, you know, in case of Billy Milford.
If somebody says something bad about me, I'll take care of it in various fashions. But that's another story.
Okay, that's another story here. But, you know, the thing about it is that, You know, I mean, you did not strike me as a faggot. You know what I mean? You struck me as just a dumb Pollock lawyer who's just simply going to ask my little nigga with. You know what I mean? Well, whatever. Czech or Hungarian or Magyar or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mostly Czech. No, okay. They're not really dumb. I mean, you got to be relatively smart to pass the bar exam.
I got to wonder. I mean, shoot. How the hell did Niggerlitz pass the bar exam? He's fucking delusional. You know what I mean?
Well, he still might be very smart.
Oh, yes. I mean, shoot. I've never seen a more cunning, evil reptile in my life.
I'm just saying, I'm not a dumb guy, I'm actually very smart.
I don't know, I mean, shoot, go ahead, I had to laugh.
You gotta be relatively smart to pass the bar exam, I mean,
you sent me another of your crazy ass motions, and it was in a Christmas card, you know what I mean, you had the thing folded. I said, what the hell, this guy can't afford a regular number 10 envelope? You know what I mean?
I'm actually kind of cheap, buddy.
Well, okay. Well, what happens is that I went ahead.
Handy or had an extra envelope handy?
I went ahead.
You know, I'm cheap.
I went ahead and pulled back. Yes, but I noticed that when, you know, Kyle Bristow got a $27,500 payoff from Michigan State University, you know, in this year. And then after that, you went ahead and sent me, you know, extra post. You know, sent me extra postage in the next series of motions. You know what I mean?
Oh, and so, you mean I shorted you?
No, there was extra postage.
I apologize for that. I did not know that.
No, there was extra postage. Well, they canceled it out. See what Brian Real does is a goofy bastard.
I don't want to Jew you.
No, you didn't Jew me. I didn't pay anything up on you. But you did go ahead and send me.
If I said something and it didn't have enough postage, I apologize.
Oh, no. I told you I didn't get short posted by you. I actually, you had extra postage in January when Kyle Bristol got paid. What? I will. Okay. I will in a minute. Okay. Well, anyway, healthcare nurse
like
can
said,
come over.
Why don't we go ahead
and I'll go ahead and listen to this recording. More than likely, I'm going to put it up on. You know, I'm going to go ahead and put it up on my webpage. But anyway,
our conversation, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Okay. Glad I have your permission. But essentially, I think you know, as a matter of morality, I think this critter. I mean, I looked at the last one, and, you know, he sent the thing out to me, and he's going skiing and whatever, and, you know, I went ahead and showed it to another person here, and he says, shit, this guy is really about to lose it. I said, yeah, that's why. I mean, the critter's delusional, but he seems like he's even more delusional, talking about going to Europe and South America and buying more and more houses here and all this sort of thing. From what I gather, he's been living with his daddy since the critter was spawned.
I have no information on that.
Okay. So, what happened to the critter? The critter's just totally, you know, I mean, I think he's about to go postal. That's what I think he is here. And you ain't going to look very good here. You ain't going to look very good here. I mean, essentially helping this critter out with all the stupid litigation you've done. You know what I mean? No, this does not look good. You know, does not look good. At least I don't think for you here. And if he does, if or when he does go, you know, he does go ahead, and you know, I don't think he's going to do like he promised and gun it out with the FBI here. What happens is that whenever he does this sort of stupid shit here, most of the time I have it in an eyes only administrative section. You know what I mean? And then when he goes ahead and he tells one of his numerous lies, I go ahead and I bring it to the front here, and then get that in the record, then I got more stuff on the record, and essentially, he's dealing with somebody as exact opposite who is not going to turn loose here now that he's started this shit, you know what I mean? So, anyway, I'll let you go. I need to go ahead and wipe down Roxy. If you want, you can send me an email with as much or little as you want to talk about, okay? But pretty well, I don't think you're not, you know, you're not, Brian Real level evil, and you know, you're not even Kyle Briscoe level weak evil.
I'm not evil at all, man. I'm a good guy.
You're not a good guy when you're going ahead and trying to tell people that they shouldn't be allowed to testify in their own behalf because the crazed Mongol trying to take his inheritance away. And you're right, maybe he's too crazy to go ahead. That was total bullshit. If I'm so fucking crazy here, then essentially just let him rave on. If he ain't crazy, then why the hell are you writing this shit? You know what I mean? This Marcus Aurelius wouldn't be doing this shit. You know what I mean? He certainly wouldn't be helping crazed homosexual Mongols go after somebody. I mean,
of Brian Rio's sexuality.
Well, I've never seen him actually do that, but, you know, shoot, if you're running around homosexual web pages, you know, claiming that somebody's putting something on it.
I don't check on his web pages.
I wouldn't have found out that web page if it wouldn't have been for this other Jew faggot who went ahead and snitched him out. But he went ahead.
I stick to myself.
He went ahead and he deliberately did his best to mess up John Britton's lawsuit. He insinuated himself into that. You know what I mean? He deliberately did that. You know what I mean? And the way we went ahead and solved it is, you know, I started going ahead and talking about it on my talk show page, and then essentially Rolls Royce figured out is that hey, it's better to go ahead and pay off on that. On that lawsuit rather than let this shit go ahead, you know what I mean? So that's what ended up happening here.
Well, at least I'm happy you don't think I'm as evil as the other folks.
Nobody's evil as old Brian Rio, not even William Fink. Although he's close here. You know what I mean?
I appreciate your thoughts.
Okay. Well, you need to. I think you need to make. What if you had a client here, and essentially this client says, "Okay, if you get me off, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go down to, the Mentor Elementary School, go ahead and gun down a whole bunch of kids here, and
I." I think there are certain. I've never had that situation pop up, so I can't say with certainty. I would probably do some research, but I know as an attorney, I'm not allowed to help them in that respect.
Well, if you let the character off, he goes ahead and does that.
Probably would be obliged to report that.
Okay. You have someone.
I would do some research.
The real simple thing is Brian Rio is a quasi public. He's a quasi public figure, at least within white supremacy. You know what I mean? As are you. You know, I mean, essentially, he's tried to go ahead and influence Christian identity and white supremacy. And as a result, he's not white. That's the critter's nuts. And no, he's a, the stupidest thing. If you don't want people to know your name, the stupidest thing you could do is go ahead and file a defamation lawsuit. You know what I mean?
I have no idea about his sexuality or his.
I've never seen him butt fucking anybody either. You know what I mean? I ain't seen him licking dick, sucking cock either. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, you don't go ahead and chase after somebody who lives in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on your way to another faggot's place here, and essentially blackmail him twice. The only reason Brian Rio lost interest in John Britton is that he began to think that Brian Rio, that John Britton wasn't white either, and he found out with old Victor Switzer that he was one quarter, Choctaw. You know what I mean? So then he went ahead and lost interest. Reps. I mean, if I was hanging around Brian Rail, I wouldn't make a big thing about how you were blonde and blue eyed. You know what I mean?
Blonde, hazel eyed,
whatever. I mean, last thing you want, you want to go ahead and tell them that you are a Czech and you are.
Those northern people are, they got the blue eyes. We got hazel and green or brown.
Okay.
So blonde.
Anyway, So in any case, you're probably safer here. Tell him you're a Magyar here. I mean, shoot. Otherwise, He'd be trying to get into
one quarter,
your
one quarter Hungarian Magyar. Yeah.
Okay, well he'd be trying to get your mad pussy here. You know, you go ahead and tell him you're a pure Aryan here. So don't, you know, next time you see him, you make sure you tell him here you're a Magyar.
Well,
it is what it is.
I mean, you know, that's, I mean, I can't help my.
That's the thing is that the thing is that shoot, you know, he gets. You know, he always tries to blackmail. He tries to homosexually blackmail, you know, heterosexual males who he thinks are pure Israelite. You know what I mean? He does that, and then he doesn't get interested in them when he finds out they're not white. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, generally, I mean, I am whiter than the average guy, believe me.
Well, then, okay, but I wouldn't tell Brad Real that here. You know, I'd tell him you're a Magyar. You're a Magyar.
Well, he's actually seen me, so
okay, well, no, I've seen you. I
brought it up.
I don't know, if you go ahead and look on the threads, have you ever looked on the threads on my forum? You know, about you?
I actually haven't. Like, I mean, I got a whole other life going on, you know what I mean?
Of course.
I don't obsess over stuff, you know, I just...
Well, your client sure as hell does.
Well, he might, and, you know, former client, yeah.
Former client, well, I don't know. I think he's about to go... I mean, once you sort of wonder, that's why I'm telling those... that's why I'm telling those, you know, judges in Ohio. I probably saved your fucking life here, you know, from, you know, North Perry Nuclear Power Plant going to Chernobyl here. I was saying, you know, in early 2016, I said, I have some good news and bad news here. They say, what's the good news? I may have saved 6 million lives. What's the bad news? I said, they all live around Cleveland. So, in any case, here. I mean, this character is run wild here. When I talked to Magistrate Rolls, I said, "Oh shit, I'm probably going to go ahead and get a jury full of Negroes." He said, "Oh no, he won't." He says they're actually, you know, the Negroes, they don't go ahead and don't want to get on a trial unless it's one of their own here being tried. Then they want to let him off here, but you'll end up getting a bunch of old conservative white people. So then he's going through. I never heard about this common law horseshit. And common law is pretty well what the white supremacists do. You know, that's their thing here. You know what I mean? I used to be around them.
Yeah, that's the established old school. This is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here he is. The magistrate role was saying, well, I never heard of this common law invasion of privacy. And I said, shoot, under the common law, I could have gone ahead and taken that little high yellow octoroon faggot here and sold him to a sodomite cat house in New Orleans here, and maybe his mama and daddy too if I had caught them. And, you know, Roll said, oh my God, you say something like that, you lose all 8 of the 8 jurors here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I was saying, under common law, I could have gone ahead and captured, if I captured that little faggot Margo, I could have gone ahead and sold him here for a good profit over in, you know, over, down in New Orleans. But he just, I mean, you know, to someone like me, you know, this critter, you know, he's an image of fun and ridicule to me, but, you know, he wouldn't be dangerous unless he was, you know, going ahead and dicking with me and Roxy in my church. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't have too much.
To be fucked around with.
Well,
I don't like you fucking with me.
Okay. Well, shoot. When I found out his real name, you know, what can we do about this? I said, I'll tell you what here. I won't add any more shit about you. If you just get the fuck out of movement, stop pretending to be a white supremacist. Stop pretending to be Christian Identity. You don't belong. You're not one of us. You never will be one of us. I want you to just go ahead. You just fucking leave here. You can do that. And he went ahead and made the same deal with, you know, he didn't keep that deal. He just got all mad and he went ahead and started taking down web pages. You know what I mean? That's what he does here. But, you know, he'll suck up to you. He'll be really nice and then, well, what can I do to make it better? Well, get the fuck out here. Don't come back. You know what I mean? And he said he'd do it. But he didn't. He didn't. He didn't do it. He didn't keep it. You can't kind of deal with that little bastard. You know what I mean?
I have no idea. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. You know, because I don't follow that. You know.
Well, who knows? Who knows more about Brian Reel, you or me?
You know a hell of a lot more than I do.
Huh?
It sounds like you know a lot more than I do.
I've been having to deal with this little bastard for over 8 years. You know, he took down a webpage of mine even before I knew his name. No, it was because I was talking about this other character who everybody thought was associated with Zog, and he went ahead and took down the very first Pastor Winston in March of 2010. You know what I mean? Even before I had a fight with the little bastard, I mean, he was taking down my web pages. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
understand how that gets a show off.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's called, what is it called? Tortious interference of contract or something like that? I mean, you know, shoot, that little bastard should have gone ahead and had a big old $25,000 judgment against him, and that shit would have ceased here. He would have done something else. You know what I mean? But instead, he's a lawyer. And as far as I'm concerned, Lake County ought to be treated like Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened to filing memorial, the sin of that was abuse of legal, you know, process to strangers. You know what I mean?
Fire and brimstone?
Huh?
Fire and brimstone.
Go ahead and read the book of Jasher. You'll find out, you'll find out the rest of the story, you know, that goes into bigger detail.
The book of Job.
Huh?
I like the book of Job.
Okay. Well, this is the book of Jasher. It's one of the...
Well, yeah, I've heard that one. I mean, okay. Like I said, I taught a Catholic catechism for 8 years.
Okay, well, you know,
I mean,
what happens
not
is that
exactly the same page, but you know, we're no, in
the
same
Catholic,
you know, area.
The Catholic Bible has a number of books here that King James dropped, called the Apocrypha.
Yes.
Okay?
They didn't like them.
Okay. Well, the original King James had the Apocrypha. Then they cut off about 75 years later. But anyway, you have, you know, in the book of Jasher, it tells you the rest of the story. If you want to get, you know, if you want to get known as a biblical scholar, read the book of Jasher and understand it. And you can go ahead and essentially know the history of the biblical, you know, the biblical world from creation to the partial conquest of Canaan. So that is, you know, and there's difference between the Septuagint. In the Septuagint count, this is year 7521 or 7522. Whereas
I actually read some Latin too. Not well, but
okay.
I do read
but,
some Latin.
All right. But anyway, in case
I take out one step of interpretation. I know the Bible is written in Aramaic and
Greek.
Greek, yeah, and then, you know, the Catholic Bible is Latin, so at least if I can understand the Latin, it beats only having to read in English.
Well, the Protestant versions use the Masoretic text, which the Jews have been messing with. Essentially, when Ptolemy II had the original Septuagint in about 250 B.C., they had access to more of the old text here. And pretty well it's Jesus Christ who, you know, the Septuagint was pretty well the scripture by then. It was written in Greek here from the Proto-Hebrew, not modern Hebrew. But in any case, you know, what happens is that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't the sodomy. It was, you know, Yahweh was coming to destroy Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other three cities of the plains.
Their general, what's the word looking for? Their general just bad behavior.
The bad behavior was abuse of legal process. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
They were just bad people.
There have been a number of bad people here. I mean, shoot, you know, Negroes have never progressed beyond being animals. I mean, you know, look.
Look at that.
The thing is that these were white non-Jewish people who essentially, you know, who essentially abused legal process, and that's what got the tribe of Benjamin. That's what got the tribe of Benjamin, you know, nearly wiped off the out of the land of Canaan, was essentially, you know, the same sort of shit that's going on in Lake County. So you lawyers have a lot to answer for. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I've got to take care of Roxy. You can go ahead and send me an email, and we can have a discussion. You know, again, I mean, we've been talking for about an hour and a half, haven't we?
That's probably too long, but yeah, indeed.
All right. But understand this here. I mean, I blame you for enabling Brian Rio on this shit. You know, the smartest thing you could have done is said, hey, look, Brian, let this shit die here. Let this shit die. You know, I mean, essentially understands that Linstead knows a whole bunch about you, and essentially whatever is on there is going to stay on there. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. He is a quasi-public figure. He's still running around, you know, mentioning white supremacists and using you people as references. You know what I mean? He should be using whatever client he got who has a good, you know. But people go ahead and they type up Brian Rio and they see all this stuff. And, you know, shoot, people who know him, like Hiram Ruppert, you know, they are concerned that this character is, you know, dangerous and violent. And I don't know, running around on Storm, you know, he freaked the people out on Stormfront with his talk about gunning down FBI and BATF and Lake County Sheriff's Department. You know what I mean? Because he was paranoid as hell that they were following him. You know what I mean? He yaps about how I am telling people to send him boxes of cat shit or something like that. You know what I mean? No, I tell people have nothing to do with Brian Rio. Have nothing to do with Brian Rio. There's no upside to having anything to do with Brian Rio. There's nothing but rewards having nothing to do with Brian Rio. Best reward is that you will have nothing to do with Brian Rio. That's its own reward. Don't have anything to do with him. You know, because if you're associated with them, people like me assume that you're just simply an evil scumbag here, essentially. You know, I mean, that's... You know, I went ahead and read your brief, and, you know, I went ahead and helped this liberal. He was in a lawsuit. Nobody was helping him. I went ahead and helped him, and he'd go ahead, take my pages, and he'd add to them, and it would read like Jekyll and Hyde. You know what I mean? It would be just nothing but mean. And then, you know, something like, I love cats. I went to school in the Ozarks. I mean, it was a Jekyll and Hyde, you know. And what you sent out was, you know, look, Jekyll and Hyde. And I said, shoot, Brian Rio's helping them with some of this. And Kyle Bristow's helping with some of this. Here's Klimkowski saying something else. And essentially, it's a Jekyll and Hyde. It's a Jekyll and Hyde brief here. You know, two different people drafted this thing up. So, I mean, but the thing about it is that this character, I think, is going to eventually, you know, go out shooting here when he gets cornered. And you will not look good being associated with him. You know what I mean?
I'm not that well associated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you did sign your name to some stupid shit here, which... You know, supposedly
well,
the judge said you can ask
for
sanctions.
No.
He didn't. You know, he doesn't threaten to shoot people in the briefs here. What he does is that he, you know, he go ahead and yap about shoving a spear down some old 86-year-old woman in a wheelchair's head because he was mad because she was Greek and she made fun of Bill Fink's ability to speak Greek. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, I always told people that English was the second language for Bill Fink. At first was Yiddish here. I mean, he was just a, you know. And then, you know, Greek was a third or fourth language. And, you know, no, he's just simply somebody that they injected. They just injected him in Christian identity. Now, he doesn't, you know, I have an advantage. I was actually raised in the Worldwide Church of God, so I know British Israelite theology back and forward. You know what I mean? But no, I mean, you know, here comes this stuff, and, you know, they're speaking preterism and no devil and all this stuff, which is not dual seed line Chris Van Dandy. You know? So, in case, I'll let you go. We may or may not talk again here. I did record this, and I'll listen to it, and more than likely just put it on up, you know, up on the webpage here. I don't know if you did yourself any favors talking to me, but, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, you can go ahead and look at it here. Just go ahead and type in Brian Rio, and you'll go ahead and find the pages, you know what I mean?
I really don't have any purpose to do so.
Well, what was the purpose of you even bothering to call me?
Well, because you know, your correspondence, I kind of feel bad because I didn't respond.
Well, no, I mean,
I'll give you a jingle. You know what I mean?
When did he boot you off? When he passed the bar exam in May or June?
Probably when he got the bar. He passed the bar and he didn't need a real attorney.
He didn't need a real attorney? Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, that's. You know, I got no animosity about that. That's fine with me, or whatever.
Well, I have a lot of animosity because
I got other shit to do, you know what I mean?
Well, that's right. You know, if Brian Real had other shit to do, anybody, he would do it. But he don't have other shit to do. You know what I mean?
You know, like I said, last week I was combining soybeans.
Well, you have other shit to do here. You know, I mean, I can understand is that you might be, when you're not being a lawyer, you might be a human being, but... You know, no, I mean, you, how the hell did you get associate?
I grew beef and I...
how the hell did you get associated with the Foundation for the Marketplace of Ideas anyway?
Through my college colleague, Kyle Bristow.
Kyle Bristow.
He's a colleague of mine from college, yes.
You went to the same law school?
Yep, we're classmates.
Maybe even the same study thing or something like that?
We didn't actually hang out that much back then. I hung out with girls.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, Kyle Bristow did until, you know, he found one and he was terrorized.
I don't know about that stuff. All I say is... When I was in school, the people I hung out with generally girls.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot, that's what, you know, that's pretty well, you know, I was in the Army, and then I went to VA. I mean, shoot, that's pretty well what, you know, most people were interested in is beer and pussy, you know what I mean? And, yeah, that's, you know, that's what normal people get into, you know what I mean? You know, normal people.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Normal people, you know.
Girls, buddy,
yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I got, you know, I mean, I pretty well rebelled against church teachings here when I went to college away from home, you know what I mean? And then entered the Army, that was definitely against church teachings, you know what I mean?
Well, so the only thing I was, you know, we're not supposed to have, you know, extramarital sex, but, you know, it happens.
Well, this is not what I...
Beyond that, I don't think I did anything that the Bible precludes.
Well, no, well, same here. But the thing is that here you are, and I've been in the movement since Waco, you know what I mean? And, you know, came up, and you have all these people...
You're a person that is against the fact that the tyrannical government burned those people out, right?
Well, yeah, I was against that, even though it was a bunch of mongrels, and I think David Koresh was a fraud, but in any case...
I'm against the fact that the government burned those people out of their place.
Okay. And you know, what? No, that's... You know, I was a good little whigger for 2 years. For 2 years, I was in the Army targeting nuclear missiles, of all things, here. You know what I mean? I don't think they would let me around nuclear weapons any longer. That's for damn sure. You know, any more than they would let Ryan, any more than they any more than they were amused to find out that Brian Real was a non-white white supremacist. You know, and, you know, he blames me.
How does that work? He's a non-white white supremacist.
That's what I tell people. I mean, shit, you know, if you want to be a white supremacist, you got to be white. Brian Real ain't white. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, I'm white. Like I said, aside from the fucking Central Asian Magyar.
All right. So you got into it. You got into it because of Kyle Bristow.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you'd help you out there, but I have no idea.
Okay, your name was mentioned as one of the founding members of it. You know what I mean? As was
I have no idea why Rio was involved.
Well, he was Kyle Bristow's law clerk.
Okay, that I did know about. But
okay, and then you go ahead and you see all the shit these set, all these motions to strike. I don't know if you ever heard of Matt Heimbach.
No, not so much.
Okay, well Kyle Bristow, and the Foundation for a Marketplace of Ideas was back in 2016. He went to a Trump rally in Louisiana, you know, in Louisville, Kentucky, and he pushed the Sheboon around and got sued. And
at least it wasn't a Hillary rally.
So he went to a Trump rally, and then they decided that he's going to go ahead and blame Trump here. And, I mean, you have all these scumbags who essentially play both sides of the middle, just like Brian Rio. Oh, well, Liz has been mean to me, and then, oh, no, he's racist.
If you're interested in my political affiliation, I'm a libertarian.
Okay, well, I don't have much use for libertarians. I call them libertarians. Because I've been kicked out of libertarians.
I believe that we like freedom.
Yeah, have you ever been to a real libertarian meeting? A libertarian party meeting?
Well, actually, I've been to one or two.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I ain't got a whole lot of time to fuck with that shit, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, what they usually do is that they talk about freedom and all that, but most of the time they get together and discuss what new rules they're going to go ahead and, you know, make here about other people here. I've been kicked out.
I don't like rules. I believe Americans should be free. There should be no crime unless there's a victim.
How was Brian Rio victimized by me simply saying that the critter ain't white? You know what I mean?
Kicking him out.
Essentially telling people to beware of him here because the critter ain't white.
Well, I guess perhaps even I technically. Well, see, that's one of those racist things. I am white, but I've got that one quarter Eurasian kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
I'm whiter than most people.
Well,
white
probably.
Is one of those terms that's used by generally by the leftists to divide people.
Hmm.
Christian identity people don't believe that.
White supremacy doesn't believe that. That's what's delusion about Brian Real. Once people know it was Brian Real, they were able to go ahead and look up and found out a little dark little critter here with a unibrow, you know, and slant eyes and all sorts of stuff that was definitely not white. And that's why I went ahead and asked you. In your opinion, is Brian Real white? Well, you know, in your opinion, is Brian Real white to you?
I had assumed so, but I had never had any suggestion otherwise the last time I seen him. So
well, you looked at the critter. You looked at the, you know, I mean, shoot, can't, you know, I mean, Roxy. You know, Roxy doesn't get out much. And of course, she was ambulatory way back then. She said he wasn't white. I've never seen anybody else. That's why I go ahead and ask all these Christian identity people and all that, a lot of them who are Mongols. Well, is Brian Real white to you? And
you've seen my picture, right?
Yeah, I've seen your picture. I told you what I thought of you. Yeah, see, I thought you were just a dumb Polack lawyer. You know what I mean? That's what I said. You know what I mean?
Rush.
Well, now we know you're part Magyar and Czech, but in any case,
my last name comes comes from my grandpa, who came from Russia in the interwar period.
Okay, between the First World War and Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
Well, generally, there was a 1924 act that was supposed to keep your people like your grandfather from coming to this country. You know what I mean? But in any case,
I'm not a Mexican.
Huh?
Oh.
All right. Yeah, well, that's old Brian Reynolds certainly looks like a Mexican. I mean, Billy Roper called him a Mexican faggot back in 2003. You know what I mean? So, in case, once people found out, you know, that this character was threatening people, you know, threatening people with violence about how tough he was with MMA and all the shotguns and all this stuff, once they found out his name here, I mean...
Yeah.
About three quarters of his ability to cause mischief was over with. You know what I mean? And that's why I keep on harping. This is Brian Real. This critter ain't white. This critter has a history of doing this shit. You know what I mean? And so why is he? I mean,
I've taken martial arts. It's no big deal. My daughter used to be
okay. The problem with Brian Real isn't that he takes martial arts. The problem with Brian Real.
No. Check this out, dude. My daughter was the captain of the FFA trap team.
Trap team? Was that
FFA,
trap team?
Trap shooting. You know what?
Oh, trap shooting. Yeah, I know what that is. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know the FFA had one.
All those little redneck boys were like all upset because some little girl was like. Busting clays and they couldn't.
Okay, well that just means that she has good hand eye coordination. You know what I mean?
Well, and had a dad that supported that.
Okay, you might be a very nice person, but you know, shoot, your client is just simply about the most vicious evil. You know, I've met some vicious evil people. You know what I mean?
My kid can bust. Generally, 25 or 24 out of a round.
Okay, but you signed your name to something about how if someone is insane according to your book, I guess you can sue him, but you can't let him testify in his own behalf. How the fuck do you come up with that legally? You know what I mean? That someone is insane, but
I was going off of Brian Rio's representations. I was his attorney at the time. And so basically his representations actually substantiated such to some extent that it was not frivolous.
I would say it's frivolous. I went ahead and asked that you be sanctioned and that you be disbarred for that stuff, and I'm still asking for that. You know what I mean?
Well,
you should be you and Kyle Bristow, you know, I mean, I think should lose your bar license for essentially, you know, you know, doing this shit. You know what I mean? But still there? No. Okay.
Well.
You know, so. I mean, he went ahead and got this, you know, got this Rolls Royce lawyer. I mean, essentially, they went ahead and they got involved in what Brian Real told them. I mean, essentially. You know, the thing was that, you know, my ex-friend, John Britton, he suffered a helicopter crash from 150 feet on a long line because of defective Rolls Royce engine part, which was caused by a drunken machinist taking too much out of a gas turbine engine nozzle part here. And that was a critical part. And rather, since they're made from rather rare earth minerals and all that here, because they have to be that, rather than just scrap it, they decided to go ahead and put it in the helicopter engine. And what happens is it nearly cost my ex-friend his life here. It went ahead and trashed out the plane. So here's Rolls-Royce. Rather than just simply admit in liability, they decided to go ahead and have a lawsuit. And this lawsuit was 8.5 years old, and because Brian Real had a homosexual man crush on John Britton, what he decides to do, he decides to insinuate himself into John Britton's lawsuit. And he does. He goes ahead and goes to the Rolls-Royce lawyer. you know, saying, hey, John Britton is, you know, his nephew, he's the nephew of Newman Britton, who was, you know, Aryan Nations, and oh, no, 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 that's why you ought to go ahead. And Livstead, he's, you know, he's making a big deal of it. Well, Livstead didn't get involved in it. I said, look, John, you know, they're going to go ahead, you're going to go ahead and let old Nigger Lips, you know, pull this shit. You need to go ahead and talk to your, you know, lawyer, Stu Cart, you know, you need to talk to your lawyers and end this shit, because essentially he's trying to go ahead and go in and put some, you know, other shit. And then later on, John Britton, he decides to go ahead and try to settle. I said, don't settle this thing here. It needs to go ahead and go to trial. Because if they give you a settlement, they're going to go ahead and insist that you can't say anything about it. And then Brian Reel is going to go ahead and impersonate you again, just like he did in 2016. He goes, you know, he goes ahead, he gets a bogus stalking order against me based upon him going over to Nimbusters and claiming to be me, and then say, I'm going to castrate John Britton. And this, you know, I mean, I think Lake County ought to be, you're right from the face of the earth. I think that pretty well every judge, every lawyer in Ohio ought to be put to death for essentially allowing this perjury to go ahead to where I have a bogus stalking order because of your fucking client. You know what I mean? If you guys want to go ahead and make a law to where someone can go ahead and make a claim 900 miles away, and then you can't afford to go up there all the fucking time because of this shit, and then you go ahead and get, you know, an order. I think the entire judiciary of Ohio, and, you know, essentially it's lawyers, I think they all be put to death. You go ahead and you allow this shit to happen, you need to be put to death for this shit. You don't do this shit. This shit is not, you know, is not allowed. You don't go ahead and try somebody in absentia. I was trying to call up February 25th, say, hey, I want to go ahead and talk. No, we ain't going to let you talk. Because he has so much, you know, he has so much shit here, you didn't have to go ahead and do this sort of shit. If my inheritance can be damaged because critters like your client here can go ahead and make a false complaint, as far as I'm concerned, that, you know, essentially the president of Sodom and Gomorrah and the president of the tribe of Benjamin, you all ought to be just simply wiped out. I don't really care. I don't really care what you know or something like that. The fact that that shit's allowed is essentially an automatic death penalty for anybody who goes along with that shit. You know what I mean? So, I'm pretty well hot underneath the collar. My biblical training says the penalty for perjury is death. And anybody who goes along with it, they need to die too. And that's how you end the evil. That's what the Bible says. So yeah, I'm pretty well hot underneath the collar here. I don't blame Brian Real for being the evil satanic mongrel he is. That's what he is. But how the fuck do the courts claim they have jurisdiction over somebody 900 fucking miles over what the fuck was said over the internet? You're well past the statute of limitations. You know, and what happens is that you've enabled him to do that with some of your losses against those people in New Jersey. So yeah, I get pretty well hot and bothered about it. Really do. You know, if you knew you had a client here, and it's, you know, brought to your attention, you know, what I want you to do is essentially say, well, hey, I just went ahead and put up what he said here, and, you know, hey, I mean, you know, I believe him when he said he never, you know, I've never talked, you know, I've talked to old Nigger Lips when he called me twice.
They had no information otherwise, aside from giving me, you know,
okay.
that's kind of how it goes, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
well, yes. Yes, but, you know, I don't know. You did you even read the brief I did, you know, in response to that? I mean, with Brian Rea, what he does, he just writes this stupid shit. Stupid shit that has nothing to do with anything. You know, his claims about what discovery means. Me, I don't really give a shit. I mean, we'll just go ahead and fight it out. And while these papers are coming in, I'll just go ahead and put it up on my webpage. And we'll all have a good laugh at Brian Rea. You know what I mean? But, you know, no, I get pretty well mad at the stupid, you know.
I mean, I understand. I've been hauled into court before, and I didn't like it. So, I understand.
Well, you're a lawyer. You ought to know better. You ought to be a cut above here. I mean, not a cut below. I mean, shoot, I tell people is that if some government organization or group is, you know, bothering you, it is perfectly moral to go ahead and put, you know, deer carcasses. It's moral to go ahead and put deer carcasses, you know, that are, you know, infected with chronic wasting disease in their area. You know, essentially, people are responsible for whatever their government does. That's what we use to go ahead and destroy Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Dresden. So essentially, you go ahead and you go along with evil, then you're going to have to die with the evil that they do. You know what I mean? And that is just simply the way things are. So, no,
this is a point of absolutely unrelated to our issues here. My dad was born on the exact day that we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Okay. What, yeah, August 1945 sometime?
1940.
Yeah, 1945.
1945, yeah, 1940, yeah. Yep,
and
that very day.
Oh, I used to have fun with the gooks here. You know, a lot of them are Buddhists here.
We don't have any in my neighborhood.
Well,
in my neighborhood, white folks.
They did at the nut house here, and you know what happens the game I play with the Jains or the Hindus or the rest here is that your religion is so unfair. And they said, what do you mean? I said, you have to go through so many reincarnations. And then if you do bad, you get put lower, and if you do good, you get, you know, done higher. So I said to this one Japanese woman, she was a social worker. I said, well, you're one of the nuts you have here. He's having to pay. We have to pay for previous life here. Why? He was the bomber aboard the Enola Gay here. So, you know, he's come back and now he's locked up in that house. And you used to be Tojo in a previous life here. So she said, well, who was you? And I said, oh yeah, well, I was an SS major in the SS, and used to go ahead and shoot Jews and pull out their gold teeth, and then I stole the gold, and then afterwards opened up the first McDonald's in Dachau.
We don't believe in reincarnation.
Oh, there's a number of people in Christian identity who do come in believing this stupid shit. But anyway,
doesn't include in the Catholicism of the Catholic Church.
No, it's not. You know, but anyway, you know, I could talk about the Catholic Church being the Bell Cult Assembly. But anyway, you know, formed by Nimrod
Simmons. Unborn kids. We're good there.
Yeah, well, just diddle them when they get, you know, just diddle them when they give them a certain age here. But anyway,
I got you there.
Brian Real, the very first, you know, very first of his little boat, you know, that guy I talked to in Kansas City, he had a brother who was a lawyer, but essentially Brian Real says it's going to cost you a lot more to come up and fight me. And, you know, I've read the briefs by the, you know, by Arbitron, and I had to laugh at the ones against Starkist Tuna. They were hilarious in that, you know, Brian Real sued him for $64,000, so therefore, when they took it up to the federal court, they got sent back to Lake County. And Brian Real has enriched himself by all these bogus lawsuits. You know what I mean? And here I am. I'm the one who says, well, fuck you. I'm not going to pay you nothing here. We're going to go ahead and have a jury trial. And, you know, and I go ahead and find out the critter used to work at the nuclear power plant. I find out that the critter, I got lots of recordings.
I used to work at the grain elevator.
Huh?
I used to work at the grain elevator.
Well, yeah, but this ain't about you. It's about Brian Real. He used to,
I'm a regular good old boy.
You are, but on the other hand, you're aiding this, you know, crazed mongrel who I think is going to end up going out shooting people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, the critter is messed up, and I think your good buddy Kyle Bristow, he's messed up too. He was running around doing real good until March 3rd, and then essentially the news media around Detroit, from where he's around at, went ahead and found out his history and was just trashing him out. And I think he got...
I really don't know about that, to be honest.
Okay, well, pretty well.
I don't...
You're no longer on the board member of the Zogbot Poverty Law Center as of March 5th, because essentially it imploded when Kyle Bristow, you were a member of that, of this goat blood foundation for the marketplace of ideas.
I haven't heard.
You haven't heard about it because they pulled the plug, and one of your board members. Was this guy called Augustus Invictus, who, as a libertarian candidate for senator from Florida, made a big deal.
Somebody I don't know.
Made a big deal. Well, he's a fellow board member. He made a big deal about how he sacrificed a goat to Satan and drank its blood.
He did what?
He sacrificed a goat to Satan and drank its blood.
Well, that's quite bizarre.
Well. You doubt it? Why don't you go ahead and look up Augustus Invictus? Now, he's actually some sort of Whigger, Anglo mestizo who got a beaner wife and four beaner kids.
Except for I got better things to do with my time.
Oh, I know you do, but that's the people your name is associated with.
Yeah, sure.
Including Byron Real. Okay, well, check it out.
I got so much other shit to do.
Okay. Including talk to maniac like me.
It's fall and I'm a farmer, you know what I mean?
I know. Well, is it harvest season over by now in Ohio?
Not in my neighborhood. We've had some wet rain, or, you know, some rains come in. I mean, mine are done, but I got to go do some custom combining.
Yeah, my brother, he's up in Dakotas here. We have property there, and, you know, usually it's wheat. It's upland dry wheat here because...
can make money combining instead of lawyering, it's a blessing.
Well, okay.
You sound relatively normal,
but you've had your name and you've been associated with this critter who essentially just lives off of essentially theft. This guy from Kansas City was crying, begging me please to take down you know, I just gone ahead and put up because he just gone ahead and sued. And he said, well, you know, I said, how much are you going to pay this little mongrel? And, you know, he said, well, somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. So I said, okay.
I'm a pro beef and,
okay. But your client.
Shoe lambs.
Your client.
You know,
your client.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, lambs for like the fair or whatever,
yeah.
You know, the high quality
lambs. Yeah, we have that down here too, but your client is going against white family owned businesses here, and essentially, you know, essentially
former client.
And what happens is that the guy says, I'll tell you what, here, if you just take it down, I'll give you $1,500. I'll give you the same thing, get Brian Real. I'll give you $1,500. You know, if you take the name down here, I said, I'll take it down, but I want you to go ahead and testify against Brian Real. Oh, sure I will. He paid Brian Real $1,500, and then the time came on, and the various trials, including ones by this time you were starting to get in on, essentially you got continuances, and what happens is this guy essentially just took the $1,500 down, you know, to, well, essentially the cost of doing business here. What happens is that he was all set to go ahead. You know, he decided he was going to pay your client essentially money just to make him go away and shut up. And that's exactly what you're, you know, that's exactly what Brian Real does. He just goes ahead And he victimizes businesses here with this TCIP thing. And what happened is that thanks to me, by going ahead and putting this stuff up about Brian Rio, you know, people just figure out, okay, you know, the federal judge in the case in New Jersey says that one fucking call doesn't trigger a TCIP, telephone communications, what does IP stand for? You know, essentially it's a...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't remember the exact...
Okay, well, Brian Rio, he got to probably where he has a little macro. He just goes ahead and just changes names. He publishes the stupid shit. But then again, it went back to Lake County, Ohio, and this judge was threatening you and Brian Rio with sanctions. You know, essentially, how dare you go ahead and refile this thing after it's been dismissed in federal court? And yeah, dismissed it real quick here. You know what I mean? Brian Rio gets caught dead to rights, but he keeps on doing this stupid shit. And he should not be allowed to be a lawyer. At all.
The problem is,
let me just tell you here, he's getting more and more delusional. And what happens is if you corner him, just like, you know, we said on Stormfront, you corner him enough here, well, guess what? You know, guess what? I think he's going to go ahead, because he's too chicken shit to go ahead and fight out with the pigs. I think he's going to go ahead and be shooting up an elementary school. I think you have another Adam Lanza on your hands. You know what I mean? This critter's fucked up. And I don't know. Your name will be associated with him for good or bad. I think you need to go ahead and think about, you know, essentially cleaning up the legal profession. The very first thing that should be cleaned up is Brian Rio. I think he's just simply something that's just waiting to blow, you know, go ahead and blow up. I mean, people used to bitch about me. I mean, I'd call him Traitor Glenn Miller and call him a piece of shit and drunken lumbeam legend. And then, you know, he gets sick, he thinks he's on his last legs, and the goofy bastard goes up to, and I think he was working with Zog when he did it. He goes ahead and he guns down three mongrels in the parking lot of the old Kikes home over up in Overland Park, Kansas. And then he's pretending to be a white supremacist here. You know what I mean? So, that's the thing about it is that, shoot, you can't remove people from white supremacy. All you can do is just tie their names to creatures like Brian Rill, and that's why he's useful. But, in this bowel movement, I mean, shoot, Traitor Glenn Miller, he went ahead and took $250,000 from the order, and, you know, the order, bank robber, you know, armored car knockoff, and then he went ahead and, snitched out, you know, testified against everybody at Fort Smith here, and still the bastard comes back. And he essentially comes back in this movement. Same way with Brian Rill. He just won't fucking leave, you know what I mean? But, anyway, I'll let you go. I gotta wipe down Roxy here.
Like I say, actually, I'm all about leaving. So, yeah, I'm done with it, you know, whatever. So, anyways, like I say, I hope you have a good evening.
Well, okay. You sort of understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
I mean, why are you?
I don't like people fucking with me.
Why are you dicking with Brian Rio? Can't you just leave that poor crazed mongrel alone? No, he has a fucking lawsuit against me. He had one, in federal court, and then he just went running up there, and then he went ahead, you know, he's suing Roxy and my church. You know what I mean?
I'm no longer a part of that.
But you were a part of it. You were a part of it, so yeah.
Yeah, I was indeed. Yeah,
okay.
I don't dispute that.
Probably if you knew it ended up being like this here, you probably, if you had any sense, you wouldn't have anything to do with them. You know what I mean? And I realize that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, I'm...
You know, I mean, that's one thing, is that, shoot, this Kyle Bristow, he's just, you know, he's just another weird fucked up critter here, and so is Dickie Spencer. I mean, you know, shoot, I tell people anyway here, oh, I want to join your militia, I want to do this, I want to do that. I say, I don't have a militia, I went ahead and pulled the plug on it, you know, myself, you know, 2 years in, and said, let's not do this shit no more. Because all it does is just attract nuts and weirdos.
Mr. Lindstedt, I have to part ways. Somebody else is calling me.
Yeah, you do. And I'll let you go. You have a good enough one here.
Well, thank you.
And maybe we can go ahead and discuss this later at some other time. All right?
Perhaps. Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
All right. Hail Victory. Goodbye. Okay. Talking to Kyle Bristow. It is 6:34. 6:34 on the 9th of November, 2018. Hail Victory.